Welcome back to another one of my quick hits here on Damon G. No pleasantries, no gallantries. This actually started because I was working on a promo for my other shows, for my other broadcast that I do, and I just felt compelled to just get behind this microphone and literally cut a promo about life and about living your purpose and about living your existence to your fullest of potentials. So what wound up happening was is that I decided that when people say the words I am and they use self-identifiers, they usually do it to cut themselves off at the knees. So I'm going to be really honest here. I am sorry for all of the people right now who are struggling and suffering and allowing life to just beat the living crap out of themselves. And I've been there and I've let it happen. That's why I always say I'm the coach that's been there, because I have gone through allowing life to kick me. But in reality, when I think about, has life really kicked me, or have I allowed myself to be kicked? See, I always used to position myself as the person who is the voice of those who can't defend themselves in terms of nerd culture, nerds in general, people who have been picked on, bullied, and all that good stuff. And I still am a beacon for those people. I will continue to identify as someone who will not let that kind of stuff happen. But there comes a point where inevitably you have to just say enough is enough. And living in mediocrity, living on this weird planet of just idiosyncratics and people who have opposing views, people who resort to violence, people who are nonviolent, you have intellectual people, you have non-intellectual people, you have people who care and you have people who don't, you have people who are scared and people who are brave, all these opposing factors on this beautiful spinning globe of a life, of a planet, we're on the same coin on the opposite side. I know the phrase is two sides of the same coin, but I felt it was a little trivial to say that. But that's the funny part about the coin is that, think about Two-Face. He lets coins affect his decisions. You flip a coin, 50-50. Life's a 50-50 crapshoot, man. And I have decided long ago, but now letting you all know, that I will no longer allow mediocrity to enter my lexicon. I will no longer allow just being humdrum. Because for some people, that's enough. Being average is enough. But I guarantee to you, for me, that isn't enough. And I tell my clients this. Why do you want to be average? Why are you just trying to be like everybody else? I don't want to be like anybody else. Thank the universe. Thank God that they made me. Me, whoever I am at my core, is who I am when I'm behind this microphone. I'm still figuring out who the fuck that person is. And that is the beautiful thing about growth, my friends. You write your own story. If I woke up today and said, you know what? From here on in, I'm literally going to train myself to be as lean as humanly possible and be super fit. I can do that. If I tell the world I'm literally going to get behind a microphone every single day and do content just for the sake of sharing my message and providing myself with a better future, I'm going to do that. If I decide I want to be in a relationship today, that I'm going to be open to the possibility of being in another romantic relationship, I can choose to do that. The bottom line here is you choose. Norman Osborn's character in the original Sam Raimi Spider-Man, Willem Dafoe, we are who we choose to be. And it starts off with, I am. So I ask you, I challenge you, who do you deserve to be? Who do you want to be? Who are you currently? Who is the best version of yourself? I ask myself this question every day, sometimes every hour. I check in with myself. I ask myself how I'm feeling. I ask myself what I'm thinking. And I feel it. I allow myself to feel it. And I, to be quite honest, purposely just let the drama just fall off my back. I no longer subscribe to Drama Magazine. I returned that shit a long time ago. Family, friends, associates, business partners, failed business partners, my broadcast career, if it's full of drama and it belongs on television, I don't want it. And I challenge you, everybody listening right now for my quick hits, who do you want to be? Once you figure that out, get back to me. Let's have a chat.